In the wake of the death of Hawaii Senator Daniel Inouye, Vermont's Patrick Leahy has become Senate President pro tem. Late Tuesday morning, with Senator Harry Reid and Senator Bernie Sanders standing behind him, Vice President Joe Biden swore in Patrick Leahy as Senate President pro tem.
The senior senator from Vermont and the president pro tempore elect will present himself at the desk. Do you solemnly swear that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that you bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which you are about to enter, so help you God?
I do, so help me God.
Congratulations. It's kind of a bittersweet moment.
Oh, God. So.
Leahy is now third in line to the presidency, behind the vice president and the Speaker of the House. But Middlebury College Professor Emeritus of Political Science Eric Davis points out that a probable change in committee chairmanship is more significant.
The most important consequence of the passing of Senator Inouye is that Senator Leahy will likely become chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee. And that's one of the most important committees in Congress because it oversees the distribution of all the discretionary federal spending. And with the state of Vermont's budget structure, one that depends heavily on federal funding, especially for health and transportation programs, Leahy will do all he can as chair of appropriations to make sure that as much federal funding as possible comes to Vermont.
Vermont political analyst Chris Graff agrees, noting that while Senator Leahy's rise to president pro tem provides stature, the real power will be as head of the Appropriations Committee.
Senator Leahy has been powerful as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee and as number two in seniority in the Senate. But there truly is nothing more important or powerful than being the chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee.
Senator Leahy's chairmanship of appropriations is widely expected, and Vermont Republican Party Chair Jack Lindley believes it will help the state sustain most of its federal funding.
Vermont's one of the highest per capita receivers of federal aid, and it certainly does put us in a position to protect those federal dollars that come into the state. I would say that there wouldn't be any question that he would move over to appropriations. I think we now have the opportunity to have a Robert Byrd-type moment. I mean, we all know West Virginia was paved over in federal dollars, and maybe Vermont will be paved over in federal dollars.
Vermont Democratic Chair Jake Perkinson believes a move from the Judiciary Committee to appropriations would be a difficult decision for Senator Leahy.
Great platform for him to advance those interests that are very dear to his heart. The Appropriations Committee is seen as the most powerful committee, and any position that the senator ends up fulfilling, he's going to continue to advance the interests of Vermont, and he does it in such a way that also advances the interests of the entire country.
Calls to Senator Leahy's press office were not returned in time for this broadcast. The senator has not commented about his change in status, and his released statements have focused on Senator Inouye's passing. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.